morning in the division, Philadelphia Eagles. It's exciting. They're a good football team. They're better than they were the last time we played them. I happen to think since we played them, they've played a bunch of good games in a row. Five of their six losses are 7 points or less. What has happened with their team is they have 21 giveaways. They have 7 in the red zone. And their fourth quarter differentiation is 74 points to 27. So when you add that all up, the fact that they're number one in rushing, they're averaging 418 yards a game. They're second in the league in 20-yard or more plays. McCoy is having an outstanding year. I'm not going to believe that Michael Vick won't play until I see him not jog out there. Defensively, they're 13th in the league. They're playing they're playing very physical, and they look like a group from a few years ago. They play two sets of defensive lines. They attack. Their blitz package is picked up. They're doing more out of the secondary in terms of blitzes. And their kicking game is they have the sixth best kickoff coverage team, the eighth best punt coverage team in the league. They're fast. They take great pride in that. They always have number 10 back there in punt returns. So we know enough about that. So, you know, as I said, in the division, Sunday night, it's a big game. There's 7 games left on our schedule. We have a 7-game season here, so we look forward to this. I think that's similar to how we'll play and prepare, except for the fact right and left, or left and right. I think preparation will be similar.
Tom, what's the status of Michael Moley, and how difficult is the job of stopping McCoy if you have to do that?
Well, whether... we would prefer to have Michael Boley for sure, but he'll be day-to-day, won't work today. McCoy is difficult to defend anybody. I mean, you look at what they did to Dallas with their run game. You look at the way in which what I call their sprint draw has been effective here of late. He's made many, many big runs. And, of course, their screen game is outstanding to him, to the tight end, to the wide receivers. They do a very good job of that. I don't believe that at all. I don't look at it that way. No matter when it is in the season, I'm concerned about our team. When we play them, they're very, very formidable. They have great pride. They're playing to win just like everybody else is. They're talented. They'd like nothing else, nothing more than to beat us. We'd like nothing more than to beat them. We'll accomplish that.
What was happening on Sunday? Was it the two rookies, Jones and Jason?
One of the rookies, yes.
What about the nickel?
You have a veteran that can do that.
What makes you say the Eagles are better now than the first
time? I think they're better. I just look at the advancement of their team. I think they, if you just look at, you know, last week's game, you know, they had every opportunity. They were in position to win it. I just think they're playing better. They still have their issues with the turnovers. They've scored on defense 2 weeks in a row. And they've scored more than one touchdown. They scored a touchdown and a field goal off of interception. So I just think I think they're improved over the first time we saw them. Oh, yeah, he's advancing, sure. Both recognition, knowing where he is, knowing where to drop, knowing what the coverage is, knowing where the help is.
The talk was that he would just be a big body in space.
Well, he's come a long way, and he would have come further except for the number of games missed, you know, a year ago. So. The only one I heard about initially was Victor, and thank God he was safe. You know, I would speak to him as a parent would speak to their son. I don't know what happens good at 2:30 or 3 in the morning. I've never been able to figure that one out. And beyond that, it's between he and I.
There's no violation.
It's his night. I did, yeah, and I will talk to those guys too.
You will.
I will.
Did you momentarily have kind of a flashback?
No.
You mentioned their fourth quarter differential. What does that say about the team?
I don't know, but their second quarter differential is a huge the other way. They have 93 points scored in the second quarter. So their distribution of points is such that you know, you can focus very much on the fourth, but a lot of people forgetting about what they're doing in the second quarter.
Has Bradshaw made any practice?
He's made a little bit, but he's not going to practice.
How disappointing is, you know, that coming out of San Francisco, it still wasn't a division game, so
it's the opportunity to really take hold. You know, it's a conference game. Anytime you lose, I don't care who it is, what it is, whatever, you're down, but it's move on. Let's move on from that. And that's where the tone was this morning. Got to be excited. Sunday night in the division.
Tom, two-part question. How much did Jaquan Williams prove to you the way he played the Eagles last time? And how much better can he be? And then with Greg Jones, with his football acumen, how well do you expect him to bounce back off of what happened in San Francisco?
Well, I think they both continue to develop and get better, and I think you have trouble making any declarative statements about either one of them based on one game. You know, it's a lot of it is new to them. So we still have great faith in their improvement, and you know, we look forward to this week.
Tom, because you played it earlier in the season, does the sting of last year's game here, is that something that's not
reminded
you?
I doubt if we'll talk about that. We may make reference to it and show a little tape from that, but you know, I think it's a new year, new season, and we've been down, visited there again. So.
The win down there, Tom, did that do a lot to shape this? You know, what you have going on so far this season, did that do a lot for this team?
Well, I think it did. Yes, I think it did. Well, I think it just proved that we can go. First of all, we could go on the road and win when nobody gave us a chance to win, and that it started the idea of us finishing and playing well in the fourth quarter. No. We pound away at that every week.
How did you get Jimmy Kennedy back this week? What kind of shape was he in when he came back yesterday?
I don't know. We'll see. He's been in the weight room, but he hasn't been on the field, so.
Does he fit into your plans?
We'll see. We're gonna practice him. We really have a week to make a decision on this, so we'll approach it that way. Well, get Ross back first, get Prince going, advance him further. All those things are very important.
Tom, even though your club didn't make it all the way back in San Francisco, because you have won so many games in the fourth quarter, is there a confidence that comes from that?
I think so. Yeah. We all expected that things would turn out better. But, again, that was last week.
Will Aaron Ross, without getting on the field today?
Yes. That was one ball game, and the ball should have been on the 5-yard line. Give me the question again.
In other words, you have this experience of coming back and forth.
Right. You'd have to ask other teams.
What makes McCoy so good?
Excuse me?
What makes McCoy so good?
He's he's about as elusive as they come. I mean, lots of times they're not all blocked. Now he makes things happen. You know, he's very difficult to tackle. He's fast. He's very quick. He runs within their scheme extremely well. He can pick a spot on one side of the formation and end up on the other side outside. You know, he's a very, very skilled and dangerous running back.
Has he changed their scheme much?
I mean, they sure hand it to him. You know, his numbers, I mean, for them to be rushing at 171 a game, given the talent that they have and what they've done with the throwing game over the years, that's a great tribute to that guy. And the coaching staff. Put it in his hand. Okay, thank you.